John Hockenberry is away. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Femi O'K. So protesters continue to demonstrate their disappointment with the presidential election results in Iran. So we're beginning this morning by going live to Tehran, where Iranians are getting ready for a day of mourning organised by the opposition leader, Mir Hassan Mousavi. So joining us from Tehran is Farnaz Fasahi. Farnaz, she's the Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Farnaz, thank you for joining us. Can you set the scene where just a little bit away from the protests by the Mousavi protesters?
Hi, thank you for having me on. The protesters are starting to gather at a square in downtown Tehran, where they're supposed to have a quiet sit-in for the victims of this week's violence. There have been, I think, officially about 15 deaths and many arrests and many people injured in the violent riots. Mir Hossein Mousavi, the opposition leader, is supposed to be there addressing the crowds. As you've probably heard, foreign journalists have been banned from covering the events and reporting them. Therefore, the news that I have is from friends and associates who are there or who are planning to go.
How are you getting this information back to you? How do you feel that you're even getting an accurate version of the story if you can't even get down to the protests?
Well, this is fairly new. It's the ban was enforced yesterday. You know, it's not that difficult to assess what's going on because you know, there's, as you mentioned, citizen journalism is in full swing in Iran. Every Iranian is now a camera man or woman and a photojournalist. They're recording everything and uploading it pretty quickly, so we can assess the crowds. We also have local reporters who are whom we trust and friends and family members who are attending the protests, whom we call. It's becoming very difficult to report the story because of the restrictions and because also mobile phones get cut off every evening, starting around the time of the protests until the next morning. So communication is difficult. Internet speed has become very slow. So it's not easy, but I think that you know, information does manage to get around.
Yeah. Tell us what you can see. Like, what do the streets look like?
Are unusually quiet during the day. A lot of the shops are closed. There's much less traffic than normal in Tehran streets. A lot of people are not sending their kids to school this week because the riots have been unpredictable. Streets are sometimes blocked, and parents worry about you know, their kids getting trapped in a particularly riot, you know, violent area. So it has a strange feel to the city. But around the areas where the riots are, you know, I passed by the highway near where the riots were yesterday, and there was lots of traffic and lots of people marching down, you know, wearing a green wristband or a green scarf or a green shawl. So you definitely feel that something is stirring in the city.
Just before we leave you, give us a sense of how far you feel Mousavi is behind this confrontation. It feels like a confrontation today. In terms of how much is he driving the protesters?
I think that protesters has become a grassroots social movement at this point. What you see is that people decide where to go the next day and they tell one another. I mean, today's protest has been called by Mr. Mousavi's campaign. So I think to some extent he is the leader of the pack. He you know, his campaign does tell people where to come and then people spread the word. But I think it sort of, you know, goes both ways. The people are coming out in strong numbers to show support, and he's so far put out statements to indicate that he's supporting them.
Okay.
I think the key thing... Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to leave it there. Farnaz Fasahi, she's the Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you for giving us an update on what's happening on the streets of Tehran.